a couple of days ago, I was talking to a friend who is very in love and very happily in love, which is always so beautiful to see. Yeah. Yes, it's so nice to see someone that is, as they're discovering more about this new person in their life, finding more joy in it. And there's a certain magic to that, a beautiful aura. Watching somebody, seeing somebody in love, you know, it's a very pretty sight. And he was telling me a lot about their recent experiences and why this person is amazing and why they're so happy to have found them and how they've already talked about, or he already brought up, you know, marriage and children, all these things, and how, you know, the next couple of weeks he wants to move together and how his timeline of kind of a lifetime together, how it's compressing to all these things that should happen very quickly. And I listened to all of it and I bathed and basked in its beauty and, you know, told him that I'm really happy for him. And then a couple of hours later, I was running and the conversation came back to me that we had. And I realized that there's one part of it that I am so inspired by, which is the love part. And I can't wait to meet that person. And something tells me that this will be a very special relationship, you know. There's another part about hurrying, about being in a hurry to move through all the stages of life. That part, I pondered and I thought, it's not even that something inside of me says this is wrong or this won't go well. It might work out really, really well. But the underlying energy there is not love. It's insecurity. When you're in a hurry somewhere, it means you want to move things along faster than their natural pace. Why would anyone want to move things faster than their natural pace? It's either that the stage or step in the process we're in right now is not good enough for me. I say, well, this is nice, but I think this other thing is nicer. Let's rush to that. Or it's because there's a fear, an underlying fear that maybe we will never get there if we go slow. Maybe if we take our time, we'll discover things that aren't nice. Maybe things will go a different path than what I desire and imagine right now. So if I just trust, surrender, and let things happen in their natural pace, maybe they will never be. And so I wanna make sure I get to that future outcome I want.
What about it made you feel that this is not the natural pace? Because, I mean, some of it is like, okay, normally within 3 months, you don't make decisions like that in our time in society, right? But it could be that it feels natural to him.
Yeah. You know, I think the amount of communication around it and the kind of communication. So I agree that, you know, two people might meet and very quickly might make decisions that other people will take a very long time for. But when the decision falls in its place, when it's the right pace for us, there's very little need to make big announcements to myself, to you, to everybody that knows us. And there's very little need to keep making these announcements. And when I make these announcements, there's no hint of a question there. There's no hint of maybe a forcefulness. You know, with my friend, when he would talk about this, there's great enthusiasm, there's great love, but there's also a hint of forcefulness which says, nobody can challenge me on this. I know best. I don't care about anyone's opinion. This is what I want and rock and roll. Like, and if other people are afraid, that's their problem. I'm not afraid. I'll dare to go fast. When you're not afraid, you don't have to make proclamations of your lack of fear, you know? It's sort of the, I'm not afraid, I will hit you, and I'm not afraid of getting into physical violence with you. I don't care. People that are not afraid, they've already punched you. Like, or they just wait for you to punch. But they don't talk about, I'm gonna do this to you, I'm gonna do that to you. If you have the need to talk this much about it, you're not about it, right? It's not what you're really about in this moment. So what made me feel that way was this. He talked about it really beautifully, but forcefully. And he had a need to keep bringing it up. It seemed slightly forced, like speeding things up. And I sent him a voice message as I was finishing with my run. And I just told him basically what I just said. Hey, all I heard was beautiful. This love story is amazing. I'm inspired. Can't wait to meet this person. I think there's something special there and I'm so happy for you. This hurry, hurry, hurry. Look into that. For me, what's coming up afterwards now there's no reason to beat things up. If they are really beautiful, enjoy them. And if things happen quickly, that's nice. But why make them happen quickly? Why is there a need to make anything happen? You just met and you really enjoy every moment you have with this person. There's no need to accelerate. We talked about this in a recent recording, coming out of darkness, realizing how fast-paced everything is and how we're all in such a hurry that we can't be alive in any moment because we're always striving and stretching to catch the next one. And this definitely connects to it. But I think that the more and more I think about it, the more the question, why would you ever hurry? Like, let's ponder this. Is there a reason to hurry through something where the underlying energy is not some sort of fear? I want to get there because I don't want to miss the train, right? That's a fear. Like, I'm hurrying to catch the train. I spent too much time on this email and now I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get my other tasks done. So I hurry through them. Is there a reason to hurry that's beautiful and right? Can we think of a scenario where you hurry and you're like, that's the underlying energy is kind of love and peace and allowing, and you should always hurry in this thing. I can't think of something on top of my head. There's nothing. When you hurry, you're afraid of missing something. And so the question is, what would it take to trust more and to take the necessary steps at the right pace at the right time? Anytime I think, fuck, I need to hurry up to finish this task, it means that before doing this task, I wasted time on something else. I didn't really proportion my time in a way that is in harmony with my goals and with how I want to experience life or what I want to do in life. I've been wasteful in one area and now I have to hurry through another. But, you know, I was daydreaming all morning and then I'm in super hectic mode in these other areas. Or I've been in super hectic mode so much that I just hurry from one unfinished task to not finishing that one to starting another one and not finishing it to starting another one, not finishing. And so I'm zigzagging through the room, starting and stopping in the middle of tasks and not getting anything done, which is most people's lives look like that go, I have so much to do and that feel like the world is burdening me with more and more things. And it's just impossible to get all of them done because you never finish the thing you've started. I thought about the street sweeper in the book Momo, and we both found tremendous beauty in the way he was described in the early parts of the book of this man that would get always the longest and hardest road in the city to clean because he just took it one swipe at a time. He never hurried. He never stressed. He was never overwhelmed by the mere thought that he had to finish this immensely long road. He just was completely present the next swipe and just the next swipe. Never stressed, never thought ahead, and so was fully there to swipe that piece of the street as good as he could right now. That is very different from looking at the humongous street, worrying about it, sitting down on a piece of paper, calculating how many swipes per minute, how much distance, can I take a break, how long should be the break, and then being like in this kind of mechanical thing and system that, you know, if the street is longer than, you know, a couple of feet, something will pop up, right? You just sweep something and somebody throws some garbage. So now your whole calculation of spending all this time planning everything meticulously out the window. And now you're just more stressed because what you're really doing is you're fighting reality. You're trying to control reality. The longer the time frame, the more painful this task will become. I can control maybe the next second, but if I want to control the next year, I'm fucked. Like, nothing will work out this way I want it. Just not the way life works. So planning overly ahead, too crazily ahead, versus just knowing this is where I need to go, this is the direction, and there's nothing more important for me to do here, so there's no point in worrying what else I could be doing. Just get started one swipe at a time. When I get tired, I'll take a quick break. When I need to eat, but I'll love every swipe and I'll give it all my attention, and we'll see. When I'm done, I'm done. When I'm done, I'll also know that I'm done in the best, in the right pace possible, right? Because I did the job really well without wasting time, without hasting it, you know, and half-assing it. I did it right. I did the job right. So there's no point in me then worrying if I did it right enough. I know if every swipe was good and I took my time and did my job well, when I finish, that's as good as I could have done it. That's true. Now, I think one thing that has happened to me often in the past is that when I catch awareness and think, well, let me not hurry too much. I don't want to hurry. I want to be mindful. I want to be careful. Then I would go, how do I feel right now? What should I? Well, right now? A snack wouldn't be bad. And so I sit down. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hurry right now. Maybe a snack. The sun is not. Maybe that's something one could do that's not in a hurry. I'm sort of so lost in how to do this that then I'm just like, oh, I guess not in a hurry means doing very little. And so I sit down and I take a break. And then after the break, I go, what else should I do? Should I get started? Or, well, I'm not in a hurry. Maybe, I don't know, a let's look at the... Now what I'm doing is I'm fucking around. I'm not doing the work. Now I'm not in a hurry. Now I'm, you know, wasting time. Or I'm postponing, or I'm hesitating, or I'm, you know, I'm avoiding. And it's because I'm actually not at peace with one swipe at a time. I'm not at peace and haven't fallen in love and accepted that what I'll do right now is I'll swipe, I'll clean one thing at a time with my, you know, and it will take as long as it takes and I'll surrender to that. And I love that and I'll be there for that. I haven't done that part, that inner part of really being prepared to do the work at the right pace, one step at a time. I'm not prepared for that. So in pretending to doing that, all I'm doing now is avoiding actually cleaning the street. And then I go, this whole thing of taking your time is not working. Look, at the end of the day, I have to stress through it. I only get half done. I half-ass the half that I get done. Other people were relying on me. I'm like, why is only the half getting done half-assed? And I'm like, why is everybody stressing me? There's some complaining then about this philosophy, about other people, about the difficulty of my life. If only one thing goes wrong, like, you know, I cleaned a little bit and some like dog came and pooped or something. Oh my God, now it's like the whole world is conspiring against me. And all along, I feel terrible. You know, I feel, and I go, why am I not feeling better while I'm taking my break? Why am I not feeling better taking my time? Why is it so stressful taking my time? Well, because I'm not taking my time. I'm avoiding the task. The avoiding what's important next versus the hurrying everything to be done with it versus the loving the now, loving the task, showing up for the task right now and going at the right pace. Right pace being, I can do this task with full intention right now and give it all I have. And if I do that, because the task in the now is always just tiny increment, a little piece, one sentence, one word, right? It's not the whole book. That is never overwhelming, but I have to show up fully for it. And then there's love in what we do. And we recognize that love in others and in things all around us. When something is done right, the right pace with grace, with awareness and presence and with gratitude, like actually gratefulness for being able to write this word next, this sentence, versus a stress that the book is not done, the page is not written yet, the chapter is still unfinished, this word is not coming out right. Or the other side of the bullshit coin, which is the, well, I'm going to be so gentle to me and kind that I think I should read a little bit more about writing and I should maybe go on another walk. Maybe I should watch a little show to relax. This, maybe that's going to get my creative juices flowing before I start writing. That's the other side of that flip coin. And I've, you know, in my inability, like I know how to rush to things and hurry or force them to happen. I just don't know how to love them. Not always, not enough. And in my inability to love things for what they are right now, to love the truth right now and the action I'm taking right now, I've spent a good amount of time recently in this not doing anything and thinking maybe that's the way of slowing down and then finding it completely unsatisfying and unfulfilling. And then I'm like, what? This is, I'm only more stressed when I start doing things. So ask yourself, where in your life right now are you in a hurry? And what could possibly be another explanation for it other than that you're afraid to be present and to take your time?